Okay, good evening, everybody. This week's topic is handling and dealing with mail on Shabbos, being that there's no mail this coming week on Thursday. So we'll complicate things even more by discussing some of the halachas of dealing with mail, handling mail. Essentially, I'd like to touch on six different issues this evening, three potential malachos d'oraisa when dealing with mail, and three potential rabbinic prohibitions as well. So we will begin by discussing the first of the potential malach of d'oraisa, one which we have discussed over the last number of weeks, and that is the malach of koreah, tearing or ripping. Typically, mail post comes through an envelope. An envelope is regularly glued shut, or it is stamped shut, or it is sealed shut. The way that one gets to the mail is by ripping it open. You can rip it on the perforated line, on the glue, the slab, or you could open it in a different fashion. But more or less, one is required to open up an envelope or a package or the like by ripping or tearing something. Remember, we've discussed that when it comes to the muff of Korea is not simply to rip or to tear, because that becomes a mekalkel, destroying something. Destroying something on Shabbos is not prohibited biblically. It becomes a nesed rabbanon. But here the question is, when I'm ripping something, so I'm not just ripping it, but I'm ripping it in order to get something out. So would that fundamentally be prohibited or permitted? So we've discussed in weeks past a machlokas, a contradiction, an argument between Tosfos and the Rambam. When I'm not ripping something in order to do tofer, in order to sew, which is the biblical prohibition in the Mishkan, they ripped something in order to sew it back together. Here, we're not ripping something in order to sew it back together, but we're ripping something in order to get something, in order to get to the pages and papers or whatever it is that's inside of the package. So is that a problem or not? So certainly it's not going to be tofer. You're not going to ultimately sew back or tie back or glue back the envelope. But here I'm being korea. I'm opening or tearing open the envelope in order to get to the contents inside. Do we call that korea? There is ripping, but it's in order to do something productive as a result. The Mishnah Berurah touches on this in a brief two sentences in Siman Shin Mem, Sifchat Mem Aleph, and he writes as follows: V'lekroa igeres hamuchtam, in order to open up a closed envelope, in order to get to the letter that is inside, afilu nizar shlo yishper osios hachasima rak yikra hanir shesviva, even if you're careful that you're not going to rip a word. Sometimes there's a stamp, or sometimes there is writing on the other side of the envelope, and in order to open up the envelope, you're going to have to rip or tear words, and that would be a problem with moche b'kav erasing. So says the Mishnah Berurah, even though you can alleviate the problem, and you're not going to tear or rip or words, and you're not going to erase words, gam kein asu l'kuliyama, it's still prohibited. The Mishnah Berurah understands that even when you're ripping something, not with the intention to sew it back together, but seemingly I'm only tearing or ripping something in order to get to the contents inside, that's called korea al manas l'sakein, and therefore, because there is some inherent value in the ripping, therefore it's going to be prohibited. The Mishnah Berurah says that there are two ways around this problem, that even though something is closed, one can theoretically open up the envelope in dire circumstances, and that is by telling a non-Jew that I'm having a hard time opening up this envelope. I can't get to what I have to get to. Now, that's called remiza, when I'm able to hint something to a non-Jew. Under extenuating circumstances, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Aguda, one of the Rishonim, Shiyom aleinu Yehudi, en yochel lekroso kol zman shena pasuach. I can't read this letter as long as the item in the envelope is closed. Im yavin ha'eino Yehudi mi'atzmo, if the non-Jew understands on his own that you're unable to read without opening up the envelope, then it is permitted. However, this is only permitted under extenuating circumstances. The Be'er Halacha, those of the essays written by the Mishnah Berurah here in his Siman Shin Mem, notes that this issue that the Mishnah Berurah prohibits outright, downright, is actually subject to an earlier machlokes achronim between the Pri Chadash, who is of the position that it is usher. He writes that in Yardeh, Simen Kuf Yurches, as opposed to other achron, most notably the Chacham Tzvi and his son, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, who they both permit it because they understand that I'm not really doing anything that is prohibited. It's not ripping something in order to desire to sew it up again. Similarly, as we've discussed in weeks past, opening up a food package in order to get to the food inside is permitted. So the same thing would be true if for whatever reason you require to read this item immediately. Right now, it is therefore permitted that according to the Chacham Tzvi and according to Yaakov Emden. Nonetheless, the majority of Achorim, halachic authorities, write that it is actually prohibited. Like the Mishnah Berurah, therefore, the custom, the common custom, is not to open mail on Shabbos, even if there's something there that you must read. Moshe Feinstein, a tshuva, that he wrote to a Rabbi Yisrael Pinchas Badner, who authored a book on the halacha, the book that's now printed in the Igros Moshe, Volume 5, Simen Chaf Aleph and Simen Chaf Beis. He writes for Moshe that even today, as we typically use phones or text or email in order to get any important information across that is dire and that is necessary throughout the course of the day and the week, the mail has not become the common way and means of getting across important and pertinent information on a day-to-day basis. So therefore, it's hard to say that there's really something that you must open and you must read within 24 hours, because the likelihood of that is slim to none. And therefore, Moshe writes, and he doesn't think that there is any situation that requires something to be opened up on that day. Shlomo Zalman Orbach in a tshuva also to Rabbi Baden, it's also printed in the back of his Sefer Tiltulei Shabbos, is more lenient, and he understands that there is a function sometimes to read something. There is some sort of necessity. There sometimes is something you do have to read, and we'll talk in a matter of moments what we're referring to when it comes to a wedding invitation, a bar mitzvah invitation, when it comes to reading a child's report card, when it comes to reading a thank you note, and things of the like that are not prohibited matter, but one might want to read it, and it will add, and it will joy to your Shabbos day. There may be room, according to Shlomo Zalman, to open up and to read that, while according to Moshe Feinstein, we absolutely prohibited. However, as you're all familiar, not always you have to open up an envelope in order to get to the mail that you want to read. It's possible sometimes that the envelope will come open. It's possible that you don't have to unglue it, unstick it. Sometimes something comes that is totally open. It's possible that sometimes will come in a manila envelope or in a yellow envelope, and the only way to open it is through a little plastic tab or a metal tab, and you don't have to rip something open, and it opens perfectly. Often, you'll get a magazine or a newspaper on Shabbos that is delivered into your mailbox, and again, you don't have to open up anything in order to get to it. It's simply there, and you just have to take it inside or bring it in. Are there any issues with that, not opening it necessarily, where you could get rid of the issur of korea, of ripping, but when the mail comes, without any issue of opening whatsoever? This is addressed directly in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Zayin, and it touches upon another area of Hilchos Shabbos, which is not enough time to discuss at length this evening, but just by way of introduction, in order to appreciate the issue at hand, is a concept called Shtari Hedyotos. Shtari Hedyotos are financial or business records that one deals with on a daily basis. Those are prohibited to read on Shabbos. So to stock analysis or any paperwork that is business related, that is something that you deal with in terms of your finances or your accounting or your business, that is something that's prohibited to read on Shabbos. There are two reasons why that is so. The Rishonim debated the machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. Either is based upon the pasuk in the end of Navi Yeshaya, Mimso Chetzecha, the Daber Davar, that Cheftei Shemayim Mutarim, Chafatzecha Asurim. When it comes to doing my work, the things that I do during the week, that is for the week. But during Shabbat, Mimto Cheftecha, the things that I pursue, the things that I'm interested in doing in order to succeed financially and in my business, those things are prohibited to do on Shabbat. And therefore, reading that type of material and that type of literature on Shabbat is not permitted. There is another opinion in the Rambam Shita as to why that it would be us is because of a Gzeira Shema Yimchok. We're concerned that you might come to erase something during the week, either working via pen and paper, pencil and eraser, or if you're working on the computer, so you're going to erase something in terms of analyzing your business and the like. Therefore, we're concerned that this might bring you to erasing something, and as a result, one is prohibited from dealing, reading with financial or business letters and documents on Shabbos. However, not only is that a problem, but the Shulchan Aruch extends the prohibition not only to reading financial matters on Shabbos, but also igros shel shela shalom, letters that are being inter-exchanged. Exchange letters, a letter that one sent you is also prohibited to read on Shabbos. Asur lekrotzam, v'afilu la'ayim ben b'lo kriyasur. It's also prohibited to read such a letter on Shabbos. Somebody writes you a thank you note. Somebody writes you a letter. Today it's an email. But, somebody writes a nice letter to you, so the Shulchan Aruch says that it's prohibited to read that on Shabbos. Why? Isn't it different than any financial matter or business-related issue that we said is so it's not Shtari Hadyotos? So the reason that's prohibited to do is because Mishum the Michlaf Kishtari Hadyotos. We're concerned that you're going to come to mix up and you'll begin reading other aspects of secular literature, mathematical literature, or specifically business-related materials, and as a result, we say that it's usher to read all types of mail on Shabbos. That is the position of the Shulchan Aruch, and that is what the Mishnah Berurah indicates as well. However, as I mentioned before, Rav Moshe Feinstein thought that all aspects of reading on Shabbos are prohibited because it doesn't have a relationship to you per se on the Shabbos. It doesn't have any, doesn't add anything to your Shabbos. However, other types of mail, as I just described and mentioned, when it comes to invitations or thank you notes or something relating to a children report card or a progress report, so the Shulchan Aruch doesn't discuss those types of correspondence directly, but then Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is of the opinion that that would be permitted to read on Shabbos because those are adding to the Hana of Shabbos. They're giving you something, some level of enjoyment. Now, Rav Shlomo Zalman doesn't say you could open it up necessarily. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman is of the opinion, unlike the position of the Be'er Halacha and the Mishnah Berurah that I mentioned earlier, that today the envelopes are typically something that you throw away. You open something, you rip it up, and if you open up in the destructive fashion, you're not going to hold on to an envelope necessarily, and therefore you'd be permitted to open it, to rip it, and to throw it out. But as I mentioned, the common custom is like Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Mishnah Berurah and the position of the Pre-Chadosh, all quote in Siman Shin Mem, that the common custom is not to open up envelopes, to rip open envelopes on Shabbos, even in the destructive form. But if they do come open already, if it's the type of literature that can be read on Shabbos outside of the gray areas, or certainly when a non-financial or business-related materials, one would be permitted to read an invitation, a thank you note, and the like when it comes to Shabbos. That's when you know what you are opening up. But the Shulchan Aruch, again, in Shin Zayin, Sif Yadalit, then mentions that there are types of letters that you receive that you don't know what you're getting. Now, if you know it's a bill, if you know it's a check, that's problematic and you can't touch it, you can't move it. We'll talk about that in a moment. That becomes muksa. Sometimes we know what's in the envelope. Sometimes we don't know what's in the envelope. We know something's an invitation. Something is a thank you note. Something's a progress report. We know when something is business related, if it's a check, if it's insurance, something of the like, those invoices would be prohibited to open. However, let's say you receive something that you're not sure what it is. That the Shulchan Aruch deals with and addresses as well, and it's based upon a Tosfos in Masechet Shabbos. Likros be'igeres ha'shlucholo. If you receive a letter in the mail on Shabbos and you don't know the contents that are in the package or in the letter or in the mail that's just been received, you are permitted to open it up and you are permitted to read it. The Mishnah Berurah explains that the reason for that is Shema yesh ba davar shutzorech haguf. Maybe there's something that's important for you to read on Shabbos. You need to get information, and it's the type of information that it might be important, it might play a role throughout the course of Shabbos. Maybe it's an invitation, there's an offer that you didn't know about, and if you open it up, you're going to know to go. And therefore, as a result, that will be permitted to open up something that you're not sure what the contents in the envelope are. As I mentioned before, Moshe Feinstein would prohibit this because he's of the position that there can't be anything that's coming contemporarily in the mail that's so important that you didn't know about before Shabbos and that can't wait till after Shabbos. That's Moshe's position, and he was writing that some 20, 30 years ago. So certainly today, I think times have changed, and I can't imagine that it would be so important that there's something that you have to open up. What we may have to discuss in further weeks is a package that comes or something that is necessary, and maybe diapers arrive, and you have no diapers in the house, and you have to use the diapers. So we could talk about that. Lego comes in the mail, and the children are dying to open up the Lego, and that's something that you must use on Shabbos. Maybe there's room to talk about and discuss that would be permitted. However, the Mishnah Berurah is not satisfied just saying that would be enough room to open it. We have to deal with three or four other issues as well. The first issue is the issue of mukta and the issue of where is this male coming from. When it comes to mukta, mukta is basically going to depend on the type of letter that we're dealing with. As I mentioned, if you receive the bill, if you receive the check, if it's some sort of health insurance form, so that's mukta because that's part of and falls under the category of shtari hadyotos. Those are issues of business-related material. It's financial matters. It's stocks and the related type of finances that you're dealing with. Those items are mukta and should not be touched. It can't be touched. However, if you're dealing with other types of correspondence, as I mentioned, if it's a thank you note or a response card or an invitation or something like that, that's not mukta because fundamentally you can use it. You can read it. You are permitted to even do something else with it, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, quoting Tosfos in the Beis Yosef, that some people don't just use mail and letters just to read, but you might want to use it as a bookmark, says Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Or I might want to use it for something else. So if I'm using that envelope or I'm using the letter for something else theoretically, even though today I don't, says Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, it doesn't have the status of mukta, and you could take it, you could use it, and you could bring it into your house from the mailbox. However, not only are the issues of mukta something that we have to address, depending upon the type of mail that comes, certainly one can go into a P.O. box or walk into a post office to pick a mail because there that becomes an issue of chashad or maharis ayin or a concern that maybe somebody's doing something prohibited. But in a situation where you want to bring the mail inside and you're only bringing in the mail that is permitted to be brought in, the non-mukta mail, that would be permitted. The mukta mail, the financial matters, the shtar hadyotos, that itself would be prohibited. The other malacha that you have to deal with, and when we're talking about distinguishing between different types of correspondence that were received in the mail, now you have a tarovis, you have a mixture of all different types of mail. Some is permitted mail that's not mukta, some is mail that is mukta. So one has to be careful with another biblical prohibition, theoretically, as borer, separating. We are all familiar that you can't separate the bad from the good. So therefore, if you have some mail that is shtari hadyotos, that is financial correspondence, you have some mail that theoretically you can read when it comes to Shabbos, and it's not mukta, one has to be careful to only touch or to bring in or to use or to touch the actual mail that is permitted and not the mail that would be prohibited and not to take the bad from the good and only take that item that you must. Again, there's no mitzvah necessarily to bring the mail into the house. If there's no reason for the mail, so there's no reason to touch it or to use it necessarily. But if for whatever reason it fell on the floor or the mail is going to get ruined, so then under those circumstances, one would be permitted to bring in the mail that is not mukta. If it comes to mail that is mukta, shtar hadyotos, so it should be moved in an irregular manner with the left foot or the left hand and to be brought in that type of form. The other issue we have to deal with is where the mail is coming from, and those are two other yisurim. One is biblical, potentially, and one is rabbinic, fundamentally. And that is the malacha of hotzah, of transferring from one domain to another domain. And then there's the issue of mail coming from outside of the Tchum Shabbos, outside the Alpayim Amos, 2,000 Amos that we have beyond the city range. Now, it is understood today, and it seems to be based upon research that many have done, that most mail that is received the day is really has been in the post office the day before. So when you're getting your mail, the likelihood of the mail coming from outside of your postal zip code that day is very, very unlikely. The mail that you received that day or the mail that you received on Shabbos was most likely in the P.O. box. If it's 20910, it's 20902, whatever it is, that mail has been in Silver Spring already, and you don't have to be concerned that it is coming from New York or from Virginia or from the District of Columbia necessarily. It's probably been in the P.O. box that you were in, and therefore, if something does arrive, take a permitted literature that you can read on Shabbos, if it's a Torah journal or if it's a Torah magazine or something that is permitted to be read on Shabbos, if that came on Shabbos, you don't have to be concerned that it came from outside of the Tchum, outside of the 2,000 Amos, beyond the city's perimeter, beyond the city's limit, and therefore one would be permitted to use it. We don't have to be concerned that it's mukta, and we don't have to be nervous that would be a problem. And therefore, if something of value or importance or that you want to read on Shabbos that does not require it to be open, one would be permitted to read it, and that should not be a problem. The Mishnah Berurah does quote from the Taz and Magen Avraham that there's another potential problem, that is through taking the mail directly from the mail person. One Once the mailman comes and he hands you the package of mail or the box, the delivery that's come, and you take it from him, you're possibly completing the melach of hotzah. He's picking it up, he's doing an akira, and you're taking it and you're doing hanacha. The Mishnah says in Masechta Shabbos that shnayim, two people who do a melacha, one is oker and one is maniach. One person who picks something up in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, the other individual puts it down in Rosh Hashanah Yahad, you've completed a sederais of hotzah. One is prohibited from taking something from a private domain or to a public domain and vice versa. So if the mail person took the mail from his space, from his area, either from his car or he brought it out into the public domain, walking onto your property, he hands it to you, and you accept it, you completed the iser of hotzah. Now, this iser of hotzah is questionable, as the Sharatim points out, and the Taz himself asks that today we are familiar that most poskim understand that we don't have a public domain biblically today, and therefore this prohibition of one person lifting it up and another person putting it down is not going to be applicable. Therefore, the Taz understands that this is non-entity at all. However, today this is really a non-issue, and it's a non-starter because in our community, in most communities, we have an Eruv, and once there is an Eruv, the Isra of Hotzah, of transferring or carrying, is not applicable, and as a result, one can even take the mail directly from the mail person. However, the concern that you're carrying something that might be Muktzah, because if it's a financial correspondence that we've discussed before, Shtar Hedyotos, it would be a problem. Another issue that one has to be cognizant of is, of course, if a parcel is received, then one should not sign it. Often we're asked if it's a UPS or Amazon or whatever it is, the like, one has to sign something. It's prohibited to sign, obviously, on Shabbos. If he says, I'll sign for you, you could tell him, you could do whatever you want, but I'm prohibited from signing on Shabbos. So just to review, essentially when it comes to handling mail on Shabbos, there are six issues that we have to be concerned with. The first is Korea, ripping, opening the parcel, the package, or the envelope. As we discussed, there is a machlokas as to whether or not that's permitted or prohibited. Common custom is to prohibit opening, tearing, even in a destructive fashion, an envelope or a package that comes. And therefore, it is advisable not to open up mail on Shabbos, especially in light of Moshe Feinstein's position that we can't imagine that there's something that's so important for you to open. However, even if you were to not be concerned about ripping or tearing, as we discussed, there might be things that come in the mail that you don't have to open. They already come open. There we said there are five other issues that one has to be concerned with when handling the mail. The first is this permitted or prohibited material to read on Shabbos? If it's prohibited material to read on Shabbos, most prominently financial correspondence, then you have nothing to talk about. Of course, you shouldn't open it, and certainly you shouldn't read it as well, because that is literature that's prohibited to be read on Shabbos. If it's permitted, if it's an envelope that is already opened or that does not require a Isser Korea, and you want to read something, that's permitted, so that would not be a problem, as we discussed. The other issues are the concern of something coming outside of the Tchum Shabbos, the 2,000 Amos. As we mentioned, that's very, very unlikely today, contemporarily, based upon the Metzias, that the likelihood of something today, the mail, that it was received on Shabbos coming outside the Tchum, is slim to none. A fourth issue is the issue of Muktzah. As we mentioned, you could only touch something, move something, handle something that is permitted to be read, and not something that's prohibited to be read on Shabbos. The fifth issue is Hotzah, is carrying, which again we said is a non-issue and a non-starter in most communities once we have an Erev. And finally, the sixth and final prohibition or potential problem is the issue of Boreh, separating that when you do want to take something, if your Torah journal or your Torah newspaper came that you want to read, so you could read it, but make sure you're not removing something that is prohibited to read and in order to get to that which is permitted to read, because that is a problem of Boreh. So that sums up the six potential issues when it comes to reading and handling mail on Shabbos. Obviously, keeping in line with the beauty of Shabbos, we should make sure and recognize to take advantage of Shabbos by reading and learning and studying material that is appropriate for Shabbos, even though sometimes there are areas where we can relax the prohibition of doing something which would be a problem. But even when it comes to getting around the Sif Korea and getting around the Muktzah and the issue of Hotzah and Boreh, nonetheless, well, Nitnu Shabbosos Ela LeTalmud Torah, when primary function on Shabbos is to study and to connect to Hashem, and one should make sure to take advantage of that. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you for listening, and look forward to meeting next week.